Good afternoon. It's 5:06. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Samantha Morrill. The ballots are in, and Rowland County voters exceeded statewide turnout expectations. Moorhead police respond to an assessment of law enforcement across the nation and Kentucky. An economic development organization in the region is getting funding to support job growth. We hear from mental health experts during Mental Health Awareness Month. And Moorhead State University announces a new scholarship. We have clear skies tonight with lows around 46 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Attorney General Daniel Cameron won the Republican primary for Kentucky governor and will face Democratic Governor Andy Beshear in November. Cameron was endorsed by former President Donald Trump and emerged victorious from a 12-candidate field that included State Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles and former United Nations Ambassador Kelly Craft, who garnered the second and third most votes. Cameron would be the state's first black governor if elected. The race now shifts to the general election in November, when Beshear will face a tough re-election bid in the Republican-dominated state. In Rowan County, 2,370 ballots were cast in yesterday's primary. That's 14% of registered voters in the county. Officials say Moorhead and Rowan County experience some of the same issues as the rest of the state when it comes to being a police officer. A recent study found Kentucky ranks low across several indicators determining the best and worst states in which to be an officer. WalletHub ranked the Commonwealth 48th in police deaths per 1,000 officers and 49th in law enforcement officers per capita. Derek Blevins is the chief of police for the city of Moorhead. Blevins says the force in Moorhead is in the same boat.
I mean, we're several officers down now, but it's a never-ending battle just to try to keep enough to fill the shifts, honestly. We would probably need to hire four, I believe, without looking, but I think that's we're about that many down.
Blevins says his officers are motivated to work, but the increased workload creates more stress. The Moorhead chief of police says his officers have received raises over the last 3 years, but the battle to keep pay competitive is never-ending. Blevins says relationships between officers and the community are good, and he's not received any formal complaints against officers in some time. An economic development organization in the Commonwealth recently received a $60,000 grant from Kentucky Power. WMKY's Braden Trent reports the grant aims to spark job growth in the region.
One East Kentucky has a 3-year plan to create more than 1,500 new jobs in the region. The organization will target 250 companies within its 9-county service region. The $60,000 infusion from the Kentucky Power Economic Growth Grant Program will help cover the cost of recruitment, travel, and marketing. The money will also support other development projects One East is working on. Those include requests from the Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development. Officials from Kentucky Power say they selected One East for funding because their plan will bring business to eastern Kentucky, create jobs, and improve the livelihood of people in those communities. One East service region includes Lawrence, Johnson, Knott, McGoffin, and Martin counties. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Braden Trent.
Work has begun on the federally funded Highway Safety Improvement Program on Kentucky 82 in Estill County. Kentucky 82 is the main link between Estill and Powell counties. The first stage of the project is tree removal. Crews will then work to resurface the road between Kentucky 89 intersection and the Powell County line. H.B. Elkins is the public information officer for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet District 10. He says drivers should be vigilant while driving through construction zones.
Once that tree removal is done, then you'll notice uptick in the construction activities. So we definitely want drivers to slow down through that area. Observe the flaggers, watch for equipment in the roadway, watch for just anything out of the ordinary.
The route carries between 3,400 and 3,700 vehicles daily. The majority of the project is expected to be complete by mid-November of this year. Officials from the cabinet say the final completion is set for May 31st, 2024. Two people were injured in a car crash near the Red River Gorge last weekend. WMKY's Hallie Adams has more on the rescue.
On Saturday night, the Wolf County Search and Rescue Team helped Menifee County EMS and the Menifee County Fire Protection District with an incident on Highway 715 at Pumpkin Bottom. Officials told WYMT they drove over the embankment and were stuck in a truck. The fire department was able to free the driver and passenger. Menifee EMS and a first responder from the WCSART treated a woman for injuries while she was still in the vehicle. After she was stabilized, the crews worked together to get her in a Stokes basket for transport to a nearby ambulance. The cause of the crash has not been determined. The two victims' current conditions are unknown. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
Two teenagers have been indicted in a Greenup homicide. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more on that story.
A Greenup County grand jury returned two murder indictments May 11th against two teenagers accused of killing a woman last June. Isaiah Martin of Grayson and Penny Nichols of Greenup, both of whom were 16, were indicted separately in connection with the killing of 49-year-old Thursa Martin on June 8, 2022. According to the Daily Independent, Isaiah Martin, who is Thursa's son, is accused of shooting her multiple times with a pistol, stabbing her multiple times, and striking her multiple times in the head. Kentucky State Police say Nichols brought the firearm over to Martin's house and helped plot the killing. The two were picked up the same day by police, and the KSP are investigating the case. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
We'll have more news from WMKY right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a drop-off service for recyclables including cardboard, aluminum, and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, newspapers, magazines, and mixed paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Round County, and Moorhead State University.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and many buildings across the region are lit green to symbolize mental health awareness. In 2021, more than 43% of Kentucky adults reported symptoms of anxiety and depression, and 40,000 youths aged 12 to 17 suffer from depression. That's according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Mental Health America of Kentucky Executive Director Marcy Timmerman says free and private online screenings are available and can help individuals check their mental health status.
The screenings are a great way to know, you know, where is your mental health? Are you in a place where you might need some extra help? And it also connects you with resources to help you get that extra help on your own.
Timmerman encourages all Kentuckians to wear green this month to show their support for mental health and share photos on social media with the hashtag MHAKY. State officials are celebrating the response Kentuckians had to the COVID-19 pandemic and looking ahead now that the National Emergency Declaration is expired. May 11th marked the end of the three-year-long national emergency. Kentucky Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack tells WYMT he's filled with pride for how Kentucky handled the pandemic.
What I saw over and over and over was people came together. There was no discussion about politics. There were problems to be solved, and how can we do it?
With the emergency declaration coming to an end, federal assistance for testing, vaccines, and treatment are no longer available. Stack adds that official state websites dedicated to COVID-19 in Kentucky will be updated, but with less information than was previously made available. A Northern Kentucky school became the first in the Commonwealth to earn a Heart Safe School designation by Project Adam. Project Adam is a nationwide initiative aiming to save the lives of people who go into sudden cardiac arrest. Covington's Notre Dame Academy recently earned the recognition. Being a heart-safe school means the school has a large number of AEDs on campus. They also created a cardiac emergency response team and a written action plan. Academy principal and interim president at Notre Dame, Jack Vonendorf, tells Spectrum News all freshmen will go through CPR and AED training.
They had to think about it for a couple of days about, you know, what would happen. You know, what would we have to do if something happened? Very different than a fire drill. If someone would go down in a room, you may have to do something. You may have to call 911. I have confidence in our students that they would react properly in that situation.
A bill was recently signed requiring all Kentucky schools to have at least one AED. It also requires at least three staff members and all athletic coaches to be trained.
Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Roots Music Weekend May 26th and 27th in Downtown Moorhead. Live music starts at 5 p.m. each day. Friday's showcase includes Albert Lloyd and Reister, T.D. Young, Shelby Lore Band, and Magnolia Boulevard. Saturday features Brett and Donnie, The Gens, Wolfpin Branch, and Kyle Fields. Roots Music Weekend at 5 p.m. on Friday, May 26th and Saturday, May 27th in downtown Moorhead.
Moorhead State University is celebrating a new scholarship opportunity for Eastern Kentuckians. WMKY's Hallie Adam reports the endowment celebrates an MSU legacy.
The Mason and Rosemary Combs Scholarship Endowment is named in honor of the parents of Mary Combs Cunningham. Mason and Rosemary sent their daughter Mary to go to school at MSU in 1973 and began a family tradition. Mary graduated in 1977 with a degree in clothing and textiles. She was soon followed by two of her brothers, who graduated with business degrees. The MSU Eagle Pride carried into the next generation as well, with graduates in 2014 and 2022. The Mason and Rosemary Combs Scholarship Endowment will support first-year students from Bell County, where Rosemary lives. If there is not a Bell County student who qualifies, students from the surrounding counties of Knott, Whitley, Clay, Leslie, and Harlan counties will be considered. More information on the scholarship can be found at MSU's Office of Alumni Relations and Development. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
More than a year after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Kentuckians continue to provide a helping hand to displaced Ukrainians. Nicholasville business owner Jonah Mitchell is working to house those in need. According to Spectrum News, Mitchell is a licensed real estate agent and the owner of a property management business which serves the Lexington area. Many members of his community have come together to provide their support, and Mitchell says he decided to do the same.
When the war came, I wanted to do anything I could to help Ukrainian people. Well, the most obvious thing that we could do is they were coming here and didn't have a place to stay.
Mitchell's company manages 300 properties, 30 of which have gone to Ukrainian families. Once a family is selected to move into an apartment, they sign a one-year lease and pay rent. Mitchell visited Ukraine before the beginning of the invasion. He says that he has a love for Ukraine, its food, and its people. He's happy to make his property available to, quote, wonderful people who take good care of it. And turning to the forecast for the WMKY listening area, we have clear skies tonight with a low around 46 degrees. A slight chance of thunderstorms after 5 p.m. tomorrow. Otherwise, it's supposed to be sunny throughout the day with afternoon highs near 80 degrees. And then Thursday night, another slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 56. On Friday, we have a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Then Friday night, we have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers are likely and possibly more thunderstorms after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Hallie Adams, Braden Trent, and Ethan Jenkins. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Samantha Morrill.